Today on the Rising Coaches Podcast.
You know, build some authentic relationships with up and coming coaches, you know, that are soon to be head coaches, you know, some friends of mine, you know, on both sides, women and the men's side, and, you know, try and help other people and be a part of it. And, you know, I've learned to be a better listener through some of these development courses. And, you know, now it's time to ask some impactful questions and, you know, learn myself. You know, nothing's better than being able to host it to learn more, because you get to ask what you really want to ask. And if you don't, you know, it's not going to go very well. So
today's podcast is brought to you by the Rising Coaches Association, the biggest coaching tree in all of basketball. Sign up for the Rising Coaches Association now for just $120 a year and become part of our community, relationships, and development. We talk about it all the time. There's no straight lines in this profession. There's only ups and downs. You need a community that knows exactly what you're going through and has been there before to help lean on during the rough times of the industry. You need genuine relationships, not just exchanging numbers, not just meeting new people at the Final Four in the off season. You should be doing it all year round, and we provide tremendous opportunities to create those genuine relationships all through the year. And finally, development. We have so much content and so many resources so that you can work on your craft and become a better coach. Because we put such a premium and an emphasis on helping you establish new, genuine relationships, it takes all of the political BS side of the business out of the equation for you. All of that gets removed off of your plate. You can just worry about being you, making new friends in the business, and working on your craft and becoming the best coach that you can be and impacting the people that you're around on a daily basis. For more information, visit risingcoaches.com/membership on risingcoaches.com. Welcome to the Rising Coaches Podcast. I'm Adam Gordon. Great to see you guys today. Very excited to have you here. This episode is brought to you by Lucio Sports, the number one technology integration system for basketball programs. Check them out at luciosports.com, and their suite of apps do everything to help integrate technology into what you're doing with your team, help you teach more efficiently, help you with your ATOs. Their product, they have several products, but the one that I'm most excited about is Huddle, their in-Huddle app. It allows you to take your plays and do animated play diagrams, hit play on the iPad, and show your team the play and how it unfolds 3 to 4 times within a 30-second timeout. The numbers on the efficiency of ATOs from the teams that used it last year are off the charts. They have several NBA programs that use it, all the way down to high school programs. And with your Rising Coaches membership, you get a free personal license to their software and apps. So check out luciosports.com or go to risingcoaches.com, sign up for a membership today, and receive your free personal license. Brian Bender, the head coach of Southwest Mississippi Community College, is with us today. Go Bears. Coach Bender, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for asking. I'm doing well. It sounds like you could work for Lucio with all that information.
I know. I've done this once or twice. It's easy when you're passionate about and you believe in the products. Brian, what's up, man? What's new in Summit, Mississippi? How are we doing? We're going into what, year 4 as a head coach, year 3 as a head coach?
Year 4 as a head coach. We finally got our culture where we want it to be. We got a fun group, and we actually start school pretty early here. So we're already on middle of week three here. And we got a cool event today where they're going to meet all our players at, you know, like a football, you know, introduction scrimmage. So we call it Meet the Bears, and we got that tonight, and we got a little workout later and some lifting, and of course study hall at this level. So we got that today.
Let's go. I love it. Okay. Well, the reason we have brought you, we've summoned you to the internet today to our live stream, is not necessarily to talk about the Bears in Southwest Mississippi, although we can talk about that all day. But we have some news that we're excited to share. Coach Bender here is going to be taking over the hosting duties for the Rising Coaches Podcast. He's going to be hosting a weekly Zoom for our members and doing some other work behind the scenes for us. So it's official. You're officially part of the Rising Coaches team, man. Welcome. And we're excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be a part of the organization. And, you know, yourself, you know, Andy Farrell, Brandon Rosenthal, the three co-founder guys, and, you know, been great friends with you guys for a long time, been a Rising Coaches member since the beginning. And You know, been to events and spoken at events, done a couple of podcasts with you. And it's just an organization that, you know, I feel very passionate about. And, you know, I'm excited to have the platform to kind of, you know, do some podcast work, maybe help you guys sell some sponsorships on the side and help grow the company. So you can do a few other things. You know, I'll be a good assistant coach for you and take some things off the head coach's plate.
Well, I'm excited to pass the torch and couldn't think of a better person to pass it to because of what you said. You've been a part of the organization from day one. You've been coming to the events. You get it. You totally get what Rising Coaches is and what it's about. And you're aligned with our purpose. What is it for you that made you, I imagine you don't have a ton of free time as a head coach, right? You're running a program, you're trying to win games. But what about what we're doing gave you the confidence to say, you know what, I want to dedicate a few hours a week to this because it's important?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, the college coaching profession. And as you navigate through it, you know, I'm going on year 17, kind of worn every hat in college basketball. I was a manager, then a GA, then a video guy. I was a volunteer assistant coach. You know, did some dorm stuff, taught some classes, was a director of operations, was a full-time assistant coach, and then now a head coach at the Division I JUCO level. And, you know, even though I'm a young guy, you know, I got a lot of energy still to give and in a lot of different capacities. But, you know, growing your brand personally and professionally is very important in this profession. You know, I feel like a lot of people know who Brian Bender is for a multitude of reasons, and one of them is Rising Coaches. And so I'd love to utilize this Rising Coaches platform. You know, I align with your core values of, you know, community, relationships, development. And I think I could utilize all of those things to help not only myself, but build this company and be a part of it. And you guys do a great job, you know, especially with the community part. You've been kind of a family for me. You know, I've literally done quite a few events, you know, from retreats to speaking in Charlotte to, you know, being a part of different things on the website, you know, especially during COVID time. We did a lot more stuff over the computer and I had a little bit more free time. And so, you know, getting to know people that have done previous shows and different podcasts and things, you know, from Heather Macy to Scott Savore, you know, those two people have become, you know, authentic relationships that I now have in this business. Thank, you know, because of you guys. And so I want to be that, you know, liaison for other people, is to help, you know, young managers, help director of operations and help video people and young assistant coaches and GAs. And we just, you know, we're putting out that course for grad assistants. And when I was a part of that, and, you know, the things that we're doing, we're trying to build this brand, make it bigger, better, and more impactful for everybody as part of the Rising Coaches family. And, you know, I'm just grateful to have this opportunity, have this platform, get to know a few more people, you know, build some authentic relationships with up and coming coaches, you know, that are soon to be head coaches, you know, some friends of mine, you know, on both sides, women and the men's side. And, you know, try and help other people and be a part of it. And, you know, I've learned to be a better listener through some of these development courses. And, you know, now it's time to ask some impactful questions and, you know, learn myself. You know, nothing's better than being able to host it to learn more, because you get to ask what you really want to ask. And if you don't, you know, it's not going to go very well. So, you know, I've learned from the best. Adam Gordon, you know, done a really good job, and, you know, take a few things off your plate for you.
No, well, I appreciate it. And you're right. Like, and we talk about it quite a bit on the podcast, but this profession is hard enough. The shit's hard. And there's so few resources out there. And so what I found by hosting this and talking to coaches, I'm amazed. You know, I started doing it when I was an assistant at SEMO. I did it out of my office. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to have a couple of my coaching buddies on. This is back in 2017, right before podcasts like blew up. And, but it's amazing. Like, I thought I would just do it to do it. But it's really like the feedback, these conversations really help people, and you never know which ones are going to help which person, but people can relate to these stories, to these people's journeys, to the lessons. And, like I said, there's such a void in resources for this profession that is so cutthroat and difficult to navigate. That it's important to me, and just to let the listeners know, I'm not going away. I'm not going anywhere. It's not like I'm stepping away from Rising Coaches. But like Brian mentioned, we have a lot of areas that we're trying to help fill that void. And we think we can provide value and resources in a lot of different areas. And that's what I'll be turning my focus to. I'll still do an occasional podcast here and there. You'll still be seeing and hearing from me plenty. But it was really important to me to keep this podcast consistent and current. And so that's why it was, you know, hey, we got to find somebody. Let me see if I can talk Brian Bender into doing this for me. What's up, podcast fans? I want to share some information about one of our partners, Lucio Sports. The team at Lucio has built an integrated platform of coaching productivity and player development apps that are being used by some of the best basketball programs around the globe, helping everyone from NBA champions to youth development academies. Their innovative and competitive memorization games make it so much easier for new players and staff members to remotely get caught up to speed. With animated playbooks, drill libraries, player development planning and monitoring, engaging game plans and scouting reports, predictive play drawing, their content services team, and more, Lucio Sports has got you covered. From players to coaches to support staff and executives, use Lucio Sports to securely keep everyone in your organization on the same page with simple on-demand access to your team's entire knowledge base. For more information, check out luciosports.com. That's L-U-C-E-O sports.com.
So before I get into like some of the stuff that I'll be working on, talk about the format. We're going to be doing weekly Zooms. Tell us when, tell us who can be on the Zooms, and let's go from there.
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to, you know, as anything that is good, you're going to continue to modify as time goes on. But our plan right now is to do a weekly Zoom with our members in a panel type format, where they can ask questions and we'll have a guest every week. It'll be Wednesday nights at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. And we'll go, you know, for your typical 30 to 45, maybe an hour of, you know, asking questions, you know, getting to know different individuals in our coaching profession that can have an impact on not only our business, but also, you know, each other, you know. And you can watch all the different podcasts that you want and different things. But if you, you know, come focused and you come ready to learn, you could be that sponge on steroids and learn as much as possible. And you know, hopefully we can provide an impact to many people and our members and, you know, continue to grow this podcast and our brand and let you do some other things. You know, obviously your time is your most valuable asset. And as you continue to build this company as a CEO, you know, I think it's really important that we all, you know, chip in some capacity. And this place, you know, Rising Coaches has had a special place in my heart. And so this will be a fun activity for me once a week. And you know, you as well to go and do some bigger things.
So Wednesday nights, 7 Eastern, will be the Zooms. Correct. Members are welcome to jump on there, ask questions, interact with the guests, start building relationships with our guests. And then for anyone who's not a member or anyone who's not available to jump on the Zoom live, those will be available, via podcasts on Apple, Spotify, everywhere where you guys listen to this Thursday mornings. So if you're a member, you get to be on there, interact, be a part of it. Non-members or people that aren't available at that time can jump on the next morning and listen to it wherever you get your podcast. So, yeah, excited for the new format, excited for the new host, excited to actually get to, like, be an active participant rather than the host for once. And we alluded to it before, and I think it's worth mentioning a couple things that we have in the immediate future here. We've been working on this all summer. We're very excited about it. We just completed our GA Academy online course. This is the first thing of its kind, the first ever training resource for GAs. You know, one of the things that I think is a problem in our profession is you get these jobs and they just throw you in the deep end. There's no manual. There's no, like, right way to do things. And so we developed a course. We sat down with 7 different former GAs and we broke down the different topics and the different chapters of what the most essential skills and qualities of a great GA are. And we put together a training course, and it's over 20 chapters. There's quizzes after each chapter and each section, and there's some amazing content. And so that is being published. Actually, it was published yesterday. We'll get it out there officially this week. We also have some awards for the first time in our 12-year history, we're handing out awards. Long overdue. I've kind of resisted awards. I just personally, Bender, I've always hated the list, like these are the next up and coming guys. And so I always resisted that. And I didn't want Rising Coaches to be that. I didn't want it to be political. How can you award coaches? You know, like, how do you judge who's a good coach or not? Wins and losses don't always tell the whole story, but we've come up with a way to honor some people and not have it be exclusive list of who's who that we're excited about. And those will be out next week. We have several people receiving a certificate of recognition for their work on their craft and in the profession. We have 12 Rising Coaches Honors Awards winners, people who went above and beyond for our community. And then we're giving out 5 lifetime awards for people who have dedicated a lifetime worth of service to the profession. So those two things are things that we've been working on. We have a lot more things like that that we'll announce in the coming months. But those things will be available in the next week or two. And very excited to you know, finally put that work from behind the curtain and out in the open so that people can appreciate it and participate in it. So that's kind of what we've been working on, Bender. What are you most excited about with this podcast? What are you most nervous about? Is there anything? You got me on here right now. Any advice you need?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you've given me quite a bit of intel and different things. You know, I've been on the other side of it a lot. You know, even right now, you know, we're doing this together, but you're asking and, you know, kind of starting it off. But, you know, being on the other side, you get to talk majority of the time. You know, you're talking 85% of the time, and you're asking questions, and sometimes you know in advance, sometimes you don't. You're kind of implementing it on the go, and it's been fun. But, you know, being able to ask those impactful questions in things that, you know, like I said, I've worn a lot of hats. And so, you know, asking the hard questions, I'm not afraid to do that. Also, you know, finding ways to relate in different ways and having lived it, I feel like I could provide some value and input in certain situations that not everyone is able or competent enough to know. So, you know, I'm excited about having that platform, you know, getting to know some new people, you know, interacting with, you know, the Rising Coaches members. You know, that's another thing that, you know, we do the weekly meet two coaches, you know, the monthly thing where, you know, you can meet a new coach and you do those phone calls and you talk to them for 10 to 15 minutes. And then, you know, what happens next? So for our podcast and different things, I'd like to be a part of that and, you know, learn more and ask those impactful questions.
I love it. Best advice I ever received. I'll just give you some unsolicited. It was shout out to Michelle Young, B Young Communications, who's a partner of ours, the best in the business with any PR and sports information needs. I was telling you before, you ask like a one sentence question and then your guest will just talk for 5 minutes. That's just kind of how it is. And I used to sit there and listen like this. And she, for those of you guys listening, I just made a blank face, but she's like, you got to smile. You're sitting there looking like an idiot. So that's my advice. The best advice I received, the best advice I can give to you, just smile more. When you're listening, make sure you got a smile on your face. I could not have picked a better person to pass the torch along to. I know you're going to take it to bigger and better things. And like I said, can't wait to listen. Wednesday nights, the Zoom is for members. The podcast is for everybody. Wednesday nights at 7 Eastern. And before we jump off, plug your first guest next week. Who do we got?
We got the co-founder, you know, Andy Farrell. He just got off his first, I don't know if it's his first one, but he's been involved with Top Connect, which is a great organization that kind of implements and, you know, starts you off and names guys that are, you know, to be future head coaches.
And the list that we talked about not liking, that's what that is.
Yeah, I mean, that's another list, you know, but Andy's not only been a member of Top Connect, but he's also helped them a lot with, you know, running down different people. And he's going to talk about his experience with the speed dating, his experience with learning and listening to different speakers, what it's been like to know Doc Sadler and, you know, all those Doc Sander, correct? Not Doc Sadler, but get to know him and tell his input and his story of what Top Connect's been, and, you know, talk about Rising Coaches and what it's been for him. And, you know, Andy and I used to you know, Andy used to coach here at Southwest Mississippi Community College, and we've been friends for a long time. So it'd be good to, you know, catch up with him on a public platform and, you know, ask impactful questions. And he's another guy that's extremely diverse. He's ready to be a head coach. He's done worn every hat in college basketball. And he's a guy that I would highly suggest you never follow in a job, because I replaced him as an assistant coach here, and this dude didn't sleep. So, you know, for him, you know, I love to plug Andy, but don't ever follow Andy Farrell for any job, because, you know, you won't be able to keep up. There's no way you can do as much work that dude did in the time that he worked. So,
yeah, great advice. And great first episode. Obviously, Andy, the co-founder of Rising Coaches, and has built this thing with his bare hands. Like you said, he's multi-talented, multifaceted, has done a little bit of everything, dynamic personality. And yeah, has been involved with Top Connect since the jump. And he did this last year. And one of the ways Rising Coaches got going back in 2010 is with our conference notes. It was such a big deal. Like, we would hold these events and then we would type up the notes and share notes with each other. And then people would go attend another conference or another coaching clinic and share those notes. And so that passing back and forth of knowledge was really like kind of how we cut our teeth. And Andy did this for us last year after Top Connect last year. He came on the podcast, he came on a Zoom with our members and shared his notes and his experience. And so excited to have him back. It's a great, like you said, I joke about not liking those lists, but Top Connect really does do a first class job and have unbelievable speakers and content. Excited to have Andy on to break down and share what he learned last week over that virtual 2-day conference.
Definitely. And he's, you know, if you've seen anything that Rising Coaches has done or notes that have been emailed around, or you've got this list or something that, you know, this is really cool. I bet Andy Farrell took those notes at some point, whether he was reading a book or he'll send out a quote or he'll put something on Twitter or, you know, anything that he's done. You know, he does a really good, diligent job with his work and very organized. And, you know, he's one of the best learners we have in college basketball. And it'll be fun to ask him some questions and learn more about what he did at Top Connect.
Well, Coach Bender, the torch is yours. You're in charge. If you need anything, call Brandon. No, I'm just kidding. No, again, thanks for your willingness to do this. And the community is in good hands, my friend.
Excited to be a part of it. And thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Oh, man. I'm supposed to have the smooth outro, but I'm fumbling it. Let's say goodbye again. I want to get this right. Ready? All right. Thanks again, Coach Bender.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited for this opportunity.
Boom.